The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And since Monday was St. Patrick's Day, we've been talking about all things green this week. Today, we're shifting our focus over to plants and gardening.
Well, Gwen, since we're on this topic, I have to admit that I have fake daffodils sitting on my porch right now.
No.
They look so real, and I'm always forgetting to water my flowers, so I just decided to buy some silk versions this year. I hope you're not too embarrassed of me.
Oh, I guess if they look real, it can be overlooked this time.
Good. Well, if you want to plant real flowers or even veggies, you don't have to have a lot of acreage. Motherlode has gardening posts throughout the summer, and a new series just started today, in fact. Gardening blogger Tiffany Selvey also wrote for us last year, and she focuses on how to plant in small or large pots or even just with a little dirt.
Yes, and one great tip Tiffany told us last year is that some herbs thrive with neglect. Chives, mint, and basil will all grow with little to no attention and can be planted together in a container.
I can ignore herbs, definitely. I'd be great at that.
Me too. Here's one more tip. You can make a simple fertilizer for container veggies and houseplants by mixing 1 tablespoon of Epsom salt with 1 gallon of water. Then water your plants thoroughly. Do this once a month for happy plants.
That's good to know. Well, thanks for listening today, and be sure to visit our site to find more helpful tips and tricks from our gardening guru, Tiffany. That web address is nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.